Let us pray. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherein shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under the feet of men. R.J. Rush Dooney, in his commentary on this passage, says, and I quote, "The world, being fallen, is going to disintegrate into total anarchy, total chaos, apart from us, the church. We are the preserving agency. We are the salt of the earth. Even as we preserve it from total anarchy and decay, which would overwhelm it on its own premises, we are the light as the light of the world. We provide the light whereby the world is to be redeemed and made into the kingdom of God. This is our calling. We live in a country that kills 1,300,000 unborn children every year. 40% of all marriages in the U.S. end in divorce, something that our Lord has said that he hates. In spite of these sad statistics, according to a recent Gallup poll, 78% of Americans identify themselves as Christians, and 26% identify themselves as evangelical Christians. In other words, they believe, like we do, in the inerrancy and infallibility of the Word of God. What shall we say then? Why this contrast between the massive and open sins of abortion and divorce and the high percentage of citizens claiming to be Christians? I'll read another verse in Matthew 7:21 that speaks to this. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. In other words, not everyone that claims to be a Christian is a Christian. So it is the role of the church to be salt and light into the world. And if that's the case, in many ways, I'll say the church is not doing its job. But how do you ask, can we change a culture with Christians in the minority? I will grant you that the 78% factor that Gallup cites is not realistic of the number of Christians, the percentage of Christians in the United States. So let's take the 26% figure of evangelical Christians. The Puritans never comprised more than 10% of the population of England or the United States, yet they dominated and changed the culture in both countries. So how do we, as priests and kings ruling with Christ, preserve our society? It's hard work, is the fact. It takes prayer, it takes education, it takes finances, it takes political action, preaching the gospel, apologetics, and persuasion. If we perform our duty, God has promised to bless us and bring victory. If we do not, we will suffer from the open sins of our society, as God has also promised. Let us take heed of our duty to be salt and light to the world.
In our confession of faith, we'll be turning again to the Shorter Catechism, the Westminster Catechism of Faith. We learn that one of the outward means whereby Christ communicates the benefit of redemption to his people is the sacraments. The sacraments we learned last week, and as we already know, of course, are baptism and the Lord's Supper. This week we'll be addressing the sacrament of baptism. Again, I'll read the question and you join in the answer. What is baptism? Baptism is a sacrament wherein the washing with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit seal our engraving into Christ and partaking of the benefits of the covenant of grace in our engagement to be the Lord's. Now the next question is one in which we allow a conscientious or each head of household, after conscientiously reading and studying the scriptures, to make their decision about whether the London Baptist Confession or the Westminster Confession is the one they'll follow. So this is the one point in which there is a significant difference. We'll start out with the Westminster answer and then the London Baptist answer. To whom is baptism to be administered? Baptism is not to be administered to any that are out of the visible church till they profess their faith in Christ and obedience to Him, but the infants of such as are members of the visible church are to be baptized. And the London Baptist Confession's answer is? Let me ask the question, then we'll read the answer again. To whom is baptism to be administered? Those who do actually profess repentance toward God, faith in, and obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ are the only proper subjects of this ordinance.